Here with Clinton Armitage after another thrilling victory for the Mountain View Colts. You guys have done something no other team in the league managed to do this year. That's win here in Cochrane, and you've managed to do it twice. Got off to a great start here tonight, much better than in game three here on Friday night. What was the key to getting out to a good start in the first period?
Well, I think we were a little better prepared this time. We knew it was going to be a real battle. Like you said, in this barn, they're good at home. And we knew we were going to have to take one from them if we're going to win the series. So we kind of said, you know, might as well be this one. We don't want to have to wait till game seven and risk it like that. So wanted to set ourselves up to try to win it at home because it would be great for the fans. They've been, you know, very supportive this run here, and it's made a big difference. So we're pretty excited. We're just looking forward to tomorrow night and kind of keeping our heads in it.
Now in the second period there, it starts off kind of badly for you guys. Three goals in the first 5 minutes. The timeout is called. What is said during that timeout?
It was basically just kind of, clean up the language a bit, but it was kind of just get your heads together here and get back to what we were doing in the first period. I mean, we're known to have lapses here and there in games, and that's not something you can do against a team that'll make you pay for it. So we basically just had to take a breath and focus on the next 15 minutes or so, and it ended up working well. We turned it around and things came out in our favor.
You start to see the goals go in there as the second period moves along. Another one from Keaton Perrine, one of those weird bounces goals in the front. What can you say about the play of everybody really putting the pressure on late in the second?
Yeah, that was a classic Keaton goal for sure. Hard working. I'd say that's been our biggest thing. Unlike game three, we were beating guys to the pucks and we were winning battles and things like that. And I think that's what really makes a difference in a game like this.
Yeah, take us through those last 30 seconds as well. They have the puck in the zone, moving it around with the net empty. What were your thoughts going through that?
Well, you never want to be outmanned by this team. They move the puck pretty well, so it was pretty stressful. But I think lately we've done a lot better in our own zone, kind of protecting the net and stuff like that. We have the entire team blocking shots, which is something we haven't had in the past, and it's made a big difference. You can see, Tom, I still don't know how he made a few of those saves, but it was basically just a team effort, everybody bearing down. There was great pressure from the forwards getting it out, and once it was out there with 6 seconds left or whatever, we could breathe a little easier.
Now you have the opportunity. You wanted a chance to win the championship on home ice back in Didsbury. What's going to need to happen tomorrow night?
I think just a lot more of what happened tonight. It's going to be a battle for sure. I mean, sure, we have home ice, but it's going to be a tough one. We know that. They're not going to roll over, so it's going to have to be. We're going to have to come out flying like we did this period. We can't take any time off like we did in the second. And then basically it's just, I think the fans will really feel us. It'd be nice to get a big crowd out there, and it'd be a great last game in Didsbury for us.